Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. It's a very, very important show today. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, I just wanted to let everybody know this is episode, believe it or not, I can't believe it. It's episode 1,000. We have done 1,000 of these shows. Man, you know, a couple years ago we started doing this, and I thought we'd do about 20, 25, and then I would find something, you know, something else that was shiny, and my attention would go somewhere else. Here we are, 1,000. We were going to have a big party and all this and that. That was the plan, you know, back when we were doing episode 900 or something, and then COVID happened, of course, so we can't do that. So we're gonna postpone the big party to, I don't know, episode 1500 or something, but we will have a big party eventually. So it's just, you know, we all got to be safe. So anyway, I'm excited about doing 1,000 shows, and I'm also equally as excited for our guest tonight. Our guest is fantastic. He is a fantastic musician. I just have become a really big fan of his music. He's cool, turned up to 10. I would like to welcome Mr. Billy Ray Rock.
Billy, hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
You?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, man.
I am doing fantastic. I'm telling you. No, in my show notes here, I have it down that you're from Mount Pleasant, Texas. Is that where you're at right now, Texas?
Oh, no, I'm up in the state of Washington right now, man, doing the, you know, the social distancing thing. And my family's from Mount Pleasant, Texas. That's where my mom is from, and, you know, kind of start off from. Did we all migrate out to California or whatnot?
I gotcha. Yeah. That's, well, I got to tell you, man, the Pacific Northwest there is fantastic. It's beautiful. I remember, you know, it's been about 10 years since I've been out there, but it was the first time I went, and it was so funny because I used to be one of these cats that would laugh at people, you know, and kind of like, oh, yeah, they saw Bigfoot, you know. Oh, what were they smoking, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then I went to the Pacific Northwest, and I said, man, there could be an army of Bigfoots out there that nobody knows about. I have never seen green and forest like that. I don't know if he's there, but I'm telling you, it blows your mind just how beautiful and whatnot it is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. It's quite something. People don't realize it.
That's cool, too, as an artist. You know, I work better when I'm my work area is how I want it. You know, my environment is good. I can crank out some good stuff. I'm a painter by trade, not in the music business. But, you know, that's how it works for me. I imagine it works that way for you as well, right? Being surrounded by
you need a certain amount of pride, no question about it. I mean, you know, when you're trying to create, you get in this weird kind of a short attention span moment where, you know, your brain goes to the next shiny object. And so if you got a lot of distraction,
right,
you know, it takes you off your game and then you forget the vibe. And so many of these songs that I put together is about maintaining a specific vibe throughout the entire song, even though it might have different parts. And so, you need that peace and quiet to kind of keep it all tied together.
Absolutely. Well, you are a phenomenal. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I have become such a big fan. I love your videos. you know, they're awesome. Your music is fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it. And it's cool, too, because you do have the groove kind of thing going, you know. I grew up in Metro Detroit, so that was I was kind of surrounded when I was a kid, a youngster coming up, you know, with Motown, of course, and all of the influence of that. And it's cool because you just don't hear a lot of funk these days. A little bit. Bruno Mars had that track out a few years ago, you know. Bruno Mars was on it. I can't remember his name. But anyway, you hear it occasionally, but it's more of a niche type thing. You just bring it, man. It's there, and it's fun and infectious, and I like that, you know?
Well, I stopped. For a while, I would make an old-school kind of funk groove, and I'd apologize for it to myself and to people around me. And I just got to a point, because I was at the time when I was doing it in the beginning stages, I was doing other genres and dealing with rock and a little bit of EDM and that kind of thing. And I just stopped apologizing for it after a while. And so, look, I'm just going to do what I do. And it seemed like when I start doing that, people start listening. So here we are.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it is just, it's phenomenal. And the bass riffs, you know, I was listening to a couple of your tracks, and I'm like, man, this sounds, I can see like James Jamerson on this, you know, doing this. This is just, this is it, man. This is good. And I'm just very impressed.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, Billy Ray, when growing up, when you were a youngster and whatnot, because I'm seeing that you play all these different instruments and, you know, proficient with all, you know, more than 10 instruments, it's saying here, and that doesn't surprise me, but were you, I'm curious, your upbringing, were you always a music kid? Did you know that, you know, music is what you needed to be doing?
Not at all. You know, when I grew up, grew up in areas where you didn't have, 6,000 stations to listen to. So when I grew up, my music being comes into two different categories, influence and inspiration. And when I first started off, I was influenced by the fact that, you only have one real radio station to listen to music, so you have to sit through Hall & Oates and Elton John to get to the Ohio Players. You have to sit through, America and Black Sabbath, and you have to sit through all that stuff just to get to an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. And so even though it was grueling and painful as a kid, when I grow up, as I start to grow up, I start missing those songs. And so it kind of had a real big influence on which direction I wanted to go. Of course, by the time I got to high school, I started to become inspired to get into music. Musically, one of my biggest inspirations was Prince. But the other musical inspiration was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that Earth, Wind, and Fire was really just a bunch of jazz musicians who did R&B.
Right.
So their precision, their level of musicianship was just unbelievable at the time and unmatched, really. And so I saw those guys, and then I started watching Rick James. I thought, man, I want to be able to on the stage like that, you know, between the both of them, I just started looking and watching. And one of the things with all these instruments, by the way, kind of came about because I started off playing bass guitar, and I was like, man, I want to start a band. I don't know who I'm going to put in my band, but I'm going to play bass.
Right.
And I started thinking, but I'm having a hard time finding a drummer. Let me figure out how to play these drums. And then I said, well, I can't play bass and drums. So let me figure
it
out.
And
I just started learning that, that was my thing.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. I remember being a kid. No, I grew up in the 80s. And, and you're absolutely right. Like, you had to sit through a lot of Air Supply to get, finally. You'd see the Gap Band.
Absolutely.
But the cool thing about it, well, what MTV was weird too, because like I said, I grew up in Detroit, so I had heard with the adults and my wife and whatnot, all this great Motown music and black artists and whatnot, and then MTV, you didn't see that many. You didn't see that many at all, and I'm like, well, why are they playing all this, this fantastic stuff, And then a few started coming out that you would see, like a Gap Band. But I remember everything changed. All of my friends, Metro Detroit, at the time, all of my friends were rockers. They all had older brothers. They all wanted to be Eddie Van Halen. That was the way to get girls, they thought. And I'm not saying that was wrong, but that's what they all wanted to do. Nobody could have a band because nobody played anything but the guitar out of the people I knew, my friends and whatnot. And then Herbie Hancock hit with I can't think of the name of it now.
Rocket.
It's with the robot. Rocket, yeah. Rocket started hitting. And then everybody was like, hey. And then Eddie Van Halen, in their idol, came out with the one, the jump song where he's playing keyboards. Everybody was like, if I play the key, if I get synthesizers, I don't need a band. I can do everything, you know, right there. So then everybody went that route. But, you know, it's cool how music can drive people that don't even that don't really understand or know a history or a genre to discover other things. You know, like I said, I saw a lot of You Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Band. I wouldn't have learned, you know, Yearning for Love or any of that earlier stuff, Upside Your Head, all that, you know, until I said, I want to check these guys out and see what else they have as a kid. So, you know, I hear you, man. I'm so glad you're out here and you're, because I think your music too, because you do all these different genres and you know, youngsters today will hear that and go, hey, that's funky as hell. Let me, you know, and all of a sudden, boom, they're discovering George Clinton and going, whoa, you know.
Absolutely.
And know him, but,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that's the idea, you know,
cool.
I want to try to get something different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And your videos are hilarious, you know. They're so good. They're so good and polished and just fun. And I'm having a good time. So you guys moved out to California. Are my notes here too? Youngest of 11? You're poor.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah.
It's a lot of mouths to feed.
Well, it's a lot, man. You know, a lot of kids. As I tell people, my daddy has stretch marks. A lot of kids.
Can you imagine? Do you know? Let me ask you this, Billy. Right? Do you have kids of yourself, your own, right now?
I do. I've got three kids and got a daughter.
That can be a handful.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's, you know, it's, you know, my kids. One of my kids is old and out of the house, and the other two are 10 and 12. And you know, my 12-year-old daughter thinks she's 17, and my 10-year-old son is trying to get to the ER by any means necessary. So, you know, they're.
I hear you. Oh man, I'm
but it's fun. I say one of the things I try to keep in mind with the kids is it was one of the reasons why when you listen to my songs, you don't hear any swearing and cussing and baby, I'm gonna screw you like this, lick you like that. You know, I one of the things that was always kind of uncomfortable for me. I mean, I did my fair share of swearing. I'm not an angel. When I was in the back in the 90s, when I took my swing at being a gangster rapper. I figured out that I was not a gangster. And, you know, and I certainly, I had some skills on the mic, but not enough that I could really make a difference. But the thing is, by the time my kids are born, I want to clean it up because I got sick of being in the car and putting on a song and cringing when it got to certain parts and certain language. And I thought, man, I want songs
absolutely
that I can play around my kids.
You mentioned that you liked Prince. I remember being a kid, and my father, back in the day, back in the 80s, everybody had, you see these little satellite dishes now. Well, in the 80s, they didn't have little bitty ones like that. They had these giant, I mean, it looked like you could land an airplane with this thing. My father got one, and so we could watch MTV from around the world and everything on it. And I'm like, hey, MTV is going to have a movie. They're going to play Purple Rain. And I was all excited to watch it. And so my father and mother sat down to watch it with, and I'm like, oh, man, I can't watch this with them. That's no good.
Yeah, that's
good,
not a good thing, man.
No. No, it's like, but you know what's cool, though?
Man, it's like, woo!
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
No, what's cool with your music, though, and not going in those directions and whatnot, is you just open it up for a whole, you know, man, people will be playing that, you know, in barbecues and all kinds of school dances and clubs and, you know, and it sets yourself apart. That's good. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, you know. I want to just be a little different, you know. I mean, I think the... Nowadays, you got all these artists now are lost in auto-tune and a lot of these kind of things. I was like, I can't be that guy. Look, I'm always about, you know, sounds and voice boxes. I mean, I grew up listening to Roger and Zapp. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But that can't be all of what it is you do, you know. And some of these guys out there now,
there's just substance behind it.
Absolutely.
I think what it is, Billy Ray, is a lot of these people, we have a generation, and it's kind of fading now a little bit, kind of waning. It wasn't as bad as it was a couple of years ago, but you have a lot of the musicians, and I don't even want to call them a musician. I guess technically they are, but it's the American Idol. You know, oh, I just want to be famous. That's what I want. I want to be famous. I want to fly in a plane and date models. That's the plan. And you're a musician. You know how the structure of music works and how these instruments come into play and how it all, that dance happens, you know, between them all. And you don't have a lot of these, like you said, the ones in the auto-tune and stuff, they just don't have it. They don't have the chops, you know? It's apparent when you hear someone professional like yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely, and I agree. And that's the thing, you know, I grew up in an era, much to the point that you're making, where to be famous, you actually had to have some kind of talent. I mean, you couldn't just be famous just for the sake of being famous, you know?
Exactly.
You know, I mean...
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's go rob a bank. It's a lot less
work. Yeah, that's it.
You know?
I mean, it's awful.
No, but you have.
And so I was watching TV the other day here, and I turned it to this one. I think it was some show, and it was Naked and Afraid, which I liked that. I like that show, right? And I'm sitting there watching. These guys are out there in the woods, and they got to live off of nothing and all that. So then the episode went off. The next episode came on. Was the same show, but it showed people watching TV and their comments. And I thought, I'm never going to get so bored that I'm going to watch TV watching people watching TV.
Exactly.
And so I thought,
yeah,
that
you're
would
right, man.
You know, I don't know.
I hear you. It's, they may have all those shows where it's just people's jobs. I'm like, man, I don't want to go to work. I want to be entertained, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, it is something else, man.
But it amazes me. The television, I mean, I sound like an old man now, but it's my wife was watching. I came in the other room the other day, and she was watching she loves game shows. And God bless her, that's her thing, and that's fine. I'm not, you know, that's entertainment, mindless entertainment, I guess. But this was the game was Tag. I'm like, Tag? That's the premise of the show?
Oh my
God. Like,
yeah,
it's great. So I'm thinking to myself, and I'm imagining, I'm like, okay, at some point, somebody had to go into a meeting, you know, with a suit and probably some made up some charts and graphs and stuff.
Sure.
And pitched that. And okay, guys, here's what we need. We're going to do. Remember Tag? You know, and somebody else went, brilliant. Here's a check. I'm like, I need that guy selling paintings. Whoa. Crazy. Well, we're getting a little farther. Let's play. We've got, like I said, I've got five tracks here. I've got Dance With Me, Don't Be Afraid, Get the Funk, Sunglasses at Night, and Time Keep On. What should we hit people with first to introduce them to Billy Ray Rock if they haven't heard the music yet?
Let's do Dance With Me.
Okay. Fantastic track. We'll play it, and then we'll talk about it. How about that?
Sounds good. See you on the other side.
Here it is, folks. This is Billy Ray Rock, Dance With Me.
dance? Come with me. Do you wanna dance? Dance with me. Do you wanna dance? Come with me. Do you wanna dance?
What a track, ladies and gentlemen. What a track. That was Billy Ray Rock, Dance With Me. Billy,
thank
I
you,
like it.
You.
I like it a lot. That is fantastic. And that, let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, because I know we have a lot of people that are getting into music and newer bands and whatnot that listen to the show. That is the power of a groove right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great groove. Man, fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Absolutely. And any of the young bucks on out there, that's a good track to put on date night. Get the set the mood. Set the mood. Sometimes a glass of red wine works way better than shot. That's all I'm saying. You'll learn this. You'll learn this. It's very true. Very, very good. I like that one a lot. Now, tell us with your process of making music, Billy Ray, when you came up with with Dance With Me, how did that process happen? Did you start with the groove, the beat? What was the process of that? Because that's fantastic.
Well, I had that beat kind of laying around that I'd done a while back here, a few months back. I never really was sure what to do with it. And I thought, I thought to myself, I wanted to do a song that was more radio friendly, just kind of laid back, kind of smooth song. And so I laid the lyrics out, but as I was doing it, it dawned on me that I didn't have I wanted to stick something in the 80s in there. Like, I was like, I got to stick something from the 80s with something that fit. I wrote the song out, did the thing, but there's a lot of little parts in it, like the yeah. I stuck that in there. That was a little bit of influence from Childish Gambino song that he did, This Is America.
Oh, yeah.
That one kind of stuck in my head, so that little chant was influenced by that. But then the Red, Red Wine was obviously an 80s reference to the band UB40. So it was just a lot going on in that. I really just wanted it was a beat. I put just the general lyrics to it, and then some of the other things just kind of fell into place.
Oh, it works, baby. It works. That is good stuff. I'm telling you, that's a summer jam too. That is, you know, just cruising around in your car. You know things. It's smooth. You said smooth. That is a smooth track. I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, I should let absolutely. I should let people know we have links on our show page to Billy Ray Rock's website. It's very easy to find, BillyRayRock.com. Very easy to get there too. And all of his social media, Billy Ray has made it super easy. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. It's just Billy Ray Rock with the number one at the end of it there. Billy Ray Rock one. The number one, not spelled out. And you can get to it all. I suggest, now I tell people, you know, and a lot of people don't realize this. Like, you know, I talk to people at parties and stuff, and people not in the entertainment business. We live in an algorithm world. If you dig somebody, a band or a movie or something, whatever, it doesn't matter, like and share their social media. That helps tremendously, not just getting the word out, but getting it, what they call engagement and whatnot. It gets eyes seeing that and placement in all these algorithms and whatnot. So like and share, man. Get over there to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and like and share. And the other thing is, chances are if you're digging something, all of your friends are going to dig it too because, you know, you're friends. You like the same type of stuff. So it's cool, man. Be that person who knows the cool stuff, you know, first. And Billy Ray Rock is cool. So there you go. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Very, very cool. Now, for Billy Ray, for the next track, what do we have? What do you think we should go with next?
Let's do Sunglasses at Night.
Okay. Okay. And then when this first came in, I will say this before, and it was so funny because we have our it's kind of boring, people don't know, but we can't do, there's certain licensing issues and this and that. And I thought this was a cover of the Corey Hart song. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if we can do this. So I'm like, I better check. So before I emailed Mike Stover over at MTS Management, and, you know, hey,
yes.
I listened to the track, and I'm like, oh, no, this isn't Corey Hart at all. This is better.
No, no. Then the idea came from the Corey Hart song, but no, it's got nothing to do. Yeah.
No, I hear you, man. I hear you. Here it is, everybody. This is Sunglasses at Night, Billy Ray Rock. Check this out.
A lot of people here. I wish they would turn the lights down a little bit. That way with my sunglasses on, I can see real well.
I wear my sunglasses at night. I can see in the dark with no light. Like a dog, I bark, but I bite. Come on and take this ride.
Sunglasses,
What a track! What a track! Billy Ray, I'm telling you, man. Like I said, I'm an old man now, but if I was still in my wolfing around clubbing days, that would be the track to listen to before I went out. That'd be my theme song right there, buddy. Ooh, I like that. I like that. What a beat, man. What a beat on that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Now, are you, when you record these, because this is just really polished and great, do you have a studio you work out of at home, or is there a particular studio you go to, or does it just depend? It just varies on who's available and who's got what going on.
I have a studio, a home studio I work out of. It makes it a lot simpler for me. I could just kind of do get inspired and go put it down and all that. But I've worked out of other folk studios in the past. I'm not the guy that wants, 10 of his homies hanging out while I'm creating. that's not my thing, man.
I'm the same way.
So you know what I mean.
Boy, because you get things done. No, when I after I got out of college, I moved out to San Diego, and I'd been out there for a while. And eventually, a friend of mine dealt in real estate, and she came over to my condo, and she's like, "You're painting in your kitchen, man," and because I had this new condo, and I had the stove open, the oven open. And I had paint in there, like a shell. And she's like, "Have you even ever used that?" I said, "No, I eat out all the time." And she said, "Well, we got to get you a place to work." So she got me this place, and I thought, "Oh, I'm going to be Andy Warhol and have Andy Warhol's factory and have, like you said, all my homies hanging out and everything. It'll be great, and we'll just party, and it'll be, fantastic." And that happened for a while, and nothing got done. I wasn't making any money, because I wasn't doing any work. And so I hear what you're saying. It's hard. It's hard. Like you said, that shiny object, you get distracted. And, you've got to, now the great thing about having a home studio, and I will tell anybody listening this, and I don't care if you're painting or making music or whatever, writing, whatever. When you work from home, when you have a place to work in your home, you can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning if you want to. And, whenever the mood hits you, you can work. If you're going to somebody's studio, they might get annoyed with you if you show up at 2 o'clock in the morning with an idea, but you're at home, you can knock that out. That's fantastic. Especially now, Billy Ray, with the COVID stuff, Oh my gosh.
Well, absolutely. There's no better time to be at home than right now,
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's and it's interesting because I talked to my creative friends during this whole lockdown pandemic thing, and I'm like, "So, how are you doing? Are you getting stuff done?" And they're like, "Man, I've never been busier." Because there's no such schedule to stop. And that's another thing about working at home. You can work, and I'm sure, Billy Ray, you've done this many times too. I'm sure of it, without even knowing. Where you're working on stuff, and you look up, and you're like, 9 hours has passed. And you're like, "How did that happen?" Maybe with kids it's different. I don't know. But that happens to me all the time.
No, all the time. I know what you mean.
it's crazy. It's crazy. But, that's how you get stuff done. So that's a good thing. A good thing. Now, all these tracks, this is on a new EP, right? These are all available.
Yeah, these are all available. They're out there, for people to add to their playlist, and whatnot,
nice.
I mean, it's they're out there,
that's
man.
Fantastic.
People can find them and,
Well, it's crazy. Let me ask you this, because you've been in the game a while. And I wanted to ask you, before we even get into this, I was looking at my show notes here, and one of the things that I noticed is the phrase ghost producer. What exactly is that? How does that work? I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, it's I was a ghost producer for a lot of years, what a ghost producer does is you make a beat, you give it to somebody, then they run off and become famous with it. And nobody ever know you did it to begin with. Like, you're not on the credits, you're not brought up with a Grammy. All you do is get the money, basically.
Right.
And ghost producers have different arrangements. Some want a part of the royalty. Some just want their money for the beat in the beginning. It just depends. And I was a ghost producer for a few years, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool. I know that it comes up especially in the country music scene and whatnot, and in the rap and hip-hop scene, too, in that there's a lot of people that will write stuff in, and then shop. They're just a songwriter or a hit writer or whatever you want to call it. And that's how they make their money. You know, they're never going to be performing that on stage and stuff. It's sold to different artists and whatnot.
Absolutely.
I had no idea before I started doing the show and talking to people that was a if you're really good at it. I know people that have made a real nice, have a real nice swimming pool because they went that route.
Absolutely.
Good if you have a family and stuff too. You know, you're not on the road out there doing. Fantastic.
Yeah, because people get into this music thing. I say this all the time. Mm-hmm. People get in it for two reasons: love of the game and love of the money. And when you first get into it. And you're new, you're into it for love of the game as a guy. You know, you want girls, you want, you want to be the man. You know, you the autograph.
Yeah, VIP at the club.
VIP, yeah, that's your thing. And after a while, it turns into love of the money. Because after you've sexed up all the groupies you can think of, you start to realize that you have bills, So it turns into a love of the money. And it was always kind of a fascinating thing for me because women who get into this, when they get in the beginning, it's love of the game, but it's a different type of game for them. Their game is about glam squads and being able to invite their girlfriends and show the girls that never liked them that they're somebody now. And it's a lot of that for girls. And then, but the girls, by the time the love of the money sits in for the girls, it tends to be a little sooner because they knock off their bucket list, they hit pretty quick, and all of a sudden they're wondering when they're going to start making money.
Exactly.
The girls don't get into music to meet guys. They can do that on their own. You know what I mean? So it's a strange thing.
Right. Oh, it's so true. You know, I have I was a club guy. I spent a couple decades inside nightclubs. I'll tell you now, I'm a retired club guy. But it's funny because knowing musicians and DJs and the people in that world, what you say is exactly true because especially in the DJ world, so many DJs I know that they'll do their thing and all this and that, and then eventually they start liking money. And they'll start making some money, and then they want to start buying clubs. They don't want to play a club. They want to own the club. And you just see their personality change so much because being the boss ain't always fun.
Absolutely.
Especially when everybody wants stuff for free.
No question about it.
Crazy. Well, you've done this, and you have zinged and zanged traverse this pretty well, you're doing great and making fantastic music and whatnot. Some people don't know you're also are the lead vocalist for the band Level 21, but you've now you're still doing that, but you have your solo career.
I'm not anymore.
Is that
the band
didn't
broke up. Here's the thing, like I got a lot of love for those guys, but bands. One of the reasons why I'm a solo artist is bands have a hard time sticking together for just a lot of obvious drama-filled reasons. But one of the things I know about rock bands specifically, rock bands are in the dark ages when it comes to being updated. A lot of rock bands out there don't know nothing about social media, don't want to use it, don't want nothing to part of it.
Right.
A lot of rock bands out there, they're addicted. There's a lot of rock bands out there that are addicted to the struggle. And what I mean by that, you know, is that they're out there, they don't want to, like, they want to be broke. They want to stay in one hotel room, and they want to be performing while people are eating nachos. They want that rough life. And when I was with that band, having come through from the rap world in terms of touring, I was like, hey, guys, you got to get your own separate rooms if we do a gig. And they looked at me like I was an alien. And I was like, look, I don't know what world. I was like, do you guys got backstage passes? And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, holy Jesus. So, I mean, it was very educational for me. But what I found out was a lot of rock bands, they're just addicted to the struggle. They don't. There are some out there that truly gets it. But a lot of them that I talk to, they want to struggle. They want to just be grungy and practice in their mom's garage. And this whole idea of just getting in and putting a light on themselves, they don't embrace as much as other genres for whatever reason. They just don't.
I got it. I hear you. I agree completely. I know a few, and you're right. they've been, we're real close to making it. And I said, yeah, you said that 20 years ago, man.
Yeah. You go.
You know, why don't you just admit you like doing this way, and it's, no, I hear you, man. I hear you. That is funny. That's some truth there. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
And you don't have to, too, if you know, and that's just it. Learn from other people, man. If I'm telling you, I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people, but a big part of my day is looking at people on that are on a higher level of doing that than I am, and learning from what they're doing, you know? And I'm not saying copying their style, copying their marketing style, absolutely, you know? You can learn a lot, you know, from people that are doing it and doing it well. So if you're out there at a band or trying to do something, do that. A big part of your day should be educating yourself in your profession. You know, just, you know, if you were a surgeon doing taking people's spleens out, you'd want to know the best way to do that. So makes sense. Okay, let's do another track, Billy Ray. What should we do now? We've got Don't Be Afraid, Get the Funk, and Time Keep On.
Let's do Time Keep On.
All right. Here it is, everybody. This is Billy Ray Rock. Time Keep On.
Thank you.
What a track. Another great track. I like that one a lot. Completely different than the ones we've heard so far tonight, Billy Ray.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was trying to, you know, I want to give people just some alternative rock. And, you know, I'm not much of a ballad guy. You know, I don't, you know, do that I love you. I got a song that I did called Had a Good Woman, which is, which I think is a really good song, but that's more of a, an alternative rock song as well. But that's as close as I come to a ballad. And I thought, you know, if I can't do a ballad, maybe I've got to do a song that maybe in some kind of way makes a difference when people hear it, maybe that I can identify with. And, you know, there's a line in there where I say there's families out there that's got nothing to eat. And because their daddy's locked up, he's been there for weeks, but the system don't care, they know. Too busy pointing fingers, don't give a damn, social workers won't give mo. And so, you know, I'm trying to, you know, maybe in some small way connect with people so that they know that I feel maybe what they're going through. Because the struggle is real now for a lot of people, especially with this here coronavirus and whatnot going on, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's and you know, and it's a crazy you know, there's a lot of things happening, and there's a lot of things you know, going on that needed to be, you know, that light needed to be shown on, you know, with the whole Black Lives Matter and all everything. And I just had another MTS Management Group artist on last week, and this particular person was this musician was in a different area and had traveled extensively. We were talking about some of his travels and whatnot. And, you know, he had recently, I guess before the Corona stuff had happened, he had been over on in the Pakistan area and whatnot on work and his day job and whatnot outside of music. And he was telling me that the even in Pakistan, the BLM movement was happening. And I'm like, really? Wow. It's a global thing, you know. I definitely think a track that Time Keep On, it's just got that sound to it, you know, that yeah, man, you know, that's a good track, powerful, and I definitely think it was.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Absolutely, it's a good interesting
thing about that track, a real good friend of mine named Christopher Holmes, who did the guitar solo on that thing, just a phenomenal guitar player, and he's played a big role in my evolution as an artist. He and I were in talks about putting together a rock band, and we're gonna put something together. And what wound up happening was he had a few rock tracks that he wanted that I was gonna put some lyrics to. Well, he sent me over the tracks. I put some lyrics and. We talked back and forth on the phone and through email. He gave me some hints and different insights as to how you construct rock lyrics as opposed to on an R&B track or a rap track. And that was valuable information I think I've ever gotten. And so I reached back and spoke to Chris when I put the song together and see if you'd do me the honor and put and laying in a guitar solo, and he did, and it worked out terrifically. I loved it, and yeah, I got a lot of love for that brother.
Fantastic. That's awesome. That is so cool. And it goes to show, you know, it's an interesting time we live in, technologically wise. You know, here you are, a musician and whatnot, and you know, people can do that. I imagine he laid that down probably in his home studio or wherever.
Did. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, and got it to you. You know, 15 years ago, you guys would have had to go meet up and you know, get a studio or at least meet at one of your studios. And, you know, it would have been involved, a lot more involved physically than, you know, today with email and sending tracks and whatnot. It's amazing, you know. We live in an amazing time technologically. It fascinates me. People get a lot done. You know, I know bands that have never played live together. They've never even recorded in person together. They just do everything. And it does. That's not a lot, but I know a couple that do that way. It's interesting. Very, very cool. Now, Let me ask you on a track like that, like Time Keep On. I mean, does it take a long time? I know it's different for each track or whatnot. With my painting, sometimes they come easy, sometimes they fight me. But everybody, we hear the finished product, so we're like, oh, that's just perfect, you know. Was that an easy one, or did that one put up a little bit of a fight?
Time Keep On, it was a struggle with that song, because after I wrote the chorus, I wrote second verse, and there was this kind of a thing to where it was difficult in that I didn't want to let the song down by not measuring up when I did the first verse after having written the second verse. Right. So, you know what I mean? It's kind of like I look at songs sometimes like a football game. You know, you got to win all four quarters and you win the game. And so, absolutely. You know, and so just trying to make sure it all worked, but it was, I get the question. I mean, I've had other songs that was more of a fight to get done. Like, I get an example, like, Sunglasses at Night was a struggle. Because Sunglasses at Night is primarily a dance song. And nowadays, when you got a dance song, there's a tendency to want to put a rap in it.
And
I'm not a rapper. So I had to try to figure out a way to make a song to keep people's attention, but at the same time sing on it and not rap. And so that was a little bit of a challenge. So there's songs that I've done where it's like this constant. I hear what the question is, and there's songs that I've done where it's a challenge. Time Keep On was not that one. The biggest thing with that, again, was I felt like the chorus was really, really catchy. And I wanted to make sure the verses had some substantive, creative content. And I was so nervous that it wasn't going to live up. And so, yeah.
Well, you got it. It worked.
Yeah, so, thank you.
Crisis averted. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. The kids don't have to pack up and move now. It all works. No, Oh man, that's awesome. Well, you know, it's interesting to me. I'm telling you, I am fighting with a painting right now. I finished this painting. I got up this last night, 2 a.m, worked all night on it, and my wife went to take a picture of it this morning, you know, so we could send it to a potential client who likes this type of painting. They always get first shot on this particular type, and it looks like, you know, this woman in the painting got punched in the face or something. It looks terrible. On the picture, it looks great in person, you know, but you can't. So she's like, yeah, you're going to have to go back to the drawing board. I'm like, yes, I know. You know, 8 hours of work there. But, you know, it'll get done. I haven't lost one yet. I'm sure you're the same way, you know. Even as I've had some that go on the back burner for a while, though. I have a whole shelf of those.
Yeah.
So, like you were saying with Dance With Me, when you said, you know, I had that beat for a while. You know?
Yeah.
Figured out something to do with it. That's the same thing. It's the same thing. Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Again, folks, I want to mention BillyRayRock.com. You get over there. It's a great website and whatnot. And we also have links to all of his social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that, which is all at Billy Ray Rock with number one. So you can get these tracks, add them to your playlist, buy them. How about that? That's nice, too. It's a good thing. It is a good thing. Now, the last track we're going to play, we've got time for another one. We've got Don't Be Afraid and Get the Funk. How should we do this last track? Which direction do you want to go, Billy Ray?
Don't Be Afraid. Don't Be Afraid. How
awesome.
About that?
Awesome. And good advice in these times. Here you go, folks. This is Billy Ray Roth. Don't Be Afraid. Check this out.
Don't be afraid. Don't let them miss. Break my criminal rep. Don't be afraid. been locked up. Don't need, but I get no love. I ain't even got a lot of no judge. I don't get high, I get buzzed. You can block me for what I used to do. Won't you block me for what I do to you? You won't stop me, but now you're feeling used. Your heart broke, but you claim that it's bruised. And I drink too damn much. I'm taking a die and stand up. Taking the accusations, what I'm doing. Breaking down, screaming loud, yeah, no more. They see my past is a way to judge ya. I'm trying to bring you up, not grow ya. I'm trying to live, I want the best of you. Taking the soul that pick up.
Don't be afraid. Afraid.
Let's write it down and watch the haters cry.
Don't be afraid.
Don't run from this. Embrace my criminal rep.
Don't be afraid.
Let's write it down and watch the haters cry.
Don't be afraid.
From the south, I'm a country ass boy. 2 miles barefooted to the store. My path's a little different than yours. So why you all making that noise? Drink too damn much. Get your pot a dot and stand up. Taking the accusations, what I'm doing. Breaking it down, screaming loud, yeah, no more. Seeing my past is a way to judge ya. I'm trying to bring you up, not grow ya. I'm trying to live, I want the best of you. Taking the soul of them, stick up. Oh, don't let
multiple tracks on the vocals there, you know what I mean? I like when that's a cool thought. Very cool. Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Very nice. Now, tell us a little bit about that one. How did that one come about?
Well, that was a beat that I put together. The lyric and the idea of that song came together actually before the beat. What I did was I wanted to make a song that reflected that I want to make a song about a guy who had a girl that would not let his past, you know, go. You know, refused to move forward.
Have we all been there?
Absolutely. And I figured I want to give the guys out there some kind of a vehicle to kind of hear this song and think to themselves, you know, hey, look, man, you know, people always think that because somebody did something yesterday, they're going to do it tomorrow. And
right.
People actually learn their lesson from things, you know. And I think that when I did that song, I was really trying to give somebody something that they can hum and sing to that kind of represents that. That, you know, hey, yeah, you know, I did a bunch of stuff yesteryear, but I'm smarter and wiser now, you know. And
right.
So that was kind of the theme of the song. But I did a video of that song, and the video of that song kind of depicts, you know, me in a hotel and, you know, playing the guy that, that really was a guy that was
the
really
player.
He was a guy that just really, he just finishes a concert and everybody's wondering if he's going to go to the after party. He doesn't go because he can't get his mind off this girl who won't forgive him for his past. But the fun thing about the video was originally we were going to put a girl in the room that I was going to be arguing with during the whole video. But the girl who we'd kind of figured out that was going to do it, she was all into doing it. At the last minute, we backed out because the coronavirus was going on. And my manager was like,
okay.
Look, she's got it or don't got it. And so we got into that kind of conversation. And I thought, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. So I'm doing the video by myself. So.
Those are the types of things that you know, that's just the time we're in right now, you know, where you got to think
Absolutely.
About stuff like that. It's
it's
crazy. It's crazy. Now, we didn't play the track tonight. I have been pushing it out all over social media for the last week or so. I got to tell you, though, that I just because it's a fantastic track and it's a great video. I love your Can't Stop video. That's a good one, man. I love it. Billy Ray with his blonde hair. Yeah.
I love making that video. That was so much fun. I was telling my manager, Mike, I was like, Mike, this is the song. And he goes, yeah, it's good. You don't take yourself too serious. I said, no, I sure don't.
Well, there you go.
I love that video. You know, I thought the clips we got in that video of people dancing back in the 30s and 40s was just incredible dancing. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, so that was great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the blonde wig and the whole thing. Yeah, that was. So, yeah, I got that wig from a thrift store. I was going to go get a 50s thing. And I got a wig, and they really didn't have anything. And the guy said, we got a wig here we could sell you in this box. And he told me the wig like 10 or 15 bucks or something. And when I get back, and the wig the hair wouldn't lay down. It was puffy. I look like one of the members of the Supremes or something. And I thought, well, no, it's not that kind of video. I wasn't sure how to get it to black. So I went and got some vegetable oil and splashed on it to get it to relax. And it worked. And then I did it. And, you know, so, yeah. Such a fun video to do.
Nice.
Such a fun video.
Nice. Well, it's fantastic. It is fantastic. And Billy Ray, I mean, you're just, I'm going to tell you this, you already know this, you know, you keep doing what you're doing, man. You are so good at it, you know, you make it look easy.
Thank you, man, I appreciate
it,
brother. I'm trying to, you know, get this thing to another level and next level, and it all starts with just getting the word out, man. And, you know, thanks to folks like you, man, it's just kind of anything you could do, the love you show me with this, I can't even put it into words, man. Anybody want to hear anything I do, I feel incredibly blessed. I got to tell you a funny story real quick. I was talking to a buddy of mine who used to work on a movie set, and he was telling me this funny, interesting story about Dolly Parton. He said they were filming some movie. I forget what movie it was he was telling me. And it was Dolly Parton. There was two or three other starlets, kind of up-and-coming actresses, you know. And they would have some delays because of some technical lighting issues and whatnot. And the other actresses were just losing their mind. They were calling their agents and throwing a pissy fit at the old man. And so he walked over to Dolly Parton. He goes, you know, it's kind of funny that everybody else is losing their mind. And you're just kind of sitting there nice and calm. And Dolly looked at him and says, look, I came up poor. I ain't had much. I ain't never really had much until I got into music and started doing these kind of things. She goes, I feel so incredibly blessed to have the great life that I have. Whether they got to wait an extra hour or 2 hours, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to be here anyways, and I'm just happy to be here. And
that's
story
a good attitude to have.
Absolutely. And that stuck to me. And so now I've been in a place through the years where, hey, man, anybody, any one or two people that think that I'm doing it, good, great, man. You know, I appreciate every compliment. Every person that says I love that song, I soak it in like a thirsty man in the desert, you know. I'll never get tired of hearing it.
Absolutely.
Incredibly appreciative of it. And I love hearing it. I love the fact that people love what I do. When you throw a compliment about a song, man, you know, folk like me, we work hard to put this stuff together. And so when you, I take every bit of that compliment to heart, and it is all, it is so appreciated beyond words.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, as a musician, as an artist, as a, just a creative person, somebody who works in the creative field, man, when somebody's digging what you're doing, there is no better feeling. There is no better feeling.
Oh, it
really
isn't. Ain't that the truth?
Oh, people. So true. You know, it's funny. You people, you know, I'll be at a party where we talk about music or whatever, and you know, invariably the Rolling Stones will come up or somebody like that, and they're like, well, why are they don't need the money. Why are they still doing it? I'm like, man, you don't know. You don't know the feeling. When it's really good when one person likes what you're doing, but when millions of people are digging what you're doing, I can't even imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I wouldn't give that up either. I'd be out there every day, you know. Here's Jamie in his wheelchair. Absolutely, man. That's what that's about.
Yes, and, indeed.
And if it wasn't, I'll tell you the difference is you make a little money, people would just stop doing it. You'd never hear from them again. They're like, okay, well, I've done that. I don't need to work this hard anymore. Because you're right, it's a lot of work. A lot of work. Well, you know, it's obvious you are doing well. I can't wait to hear more. I'm going to follow you and just keep right in touch, Billy Ray. And I just, you know, I can't wait to hear more because you're so good at what you're doing, you know. And I can't wait to have you on the show again.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. And, folks, before we end tonight, because we're up against the time, but I want to give a big shout-out to Mike Stover and the fine folks over at MTS Management Group and Records. They are just – they're awesome. If you're in a band or doing something like, you know, musically-wise and whatnot, you need help on the PR side of things and management side of things, they're good people to know. Get them in your
corner. They're the best. They are the best.
Absolutely.
Man,
I'm telling you, I have worked with Mike probably longer. I've been doing the show now, it's been about 7 years now, 6-7 years. And I probably have worked with him. He was one of the first PR companies and management groups that I started working with doing the show here. And he is just, I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. And,
Great guy.
Just good stuff. Good stuff. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Again, BillyRayRock.com is the place you need to be. And like and share all those social media accounts of his and whatnot. Also, add his music to the playlist and whatnot. You can always see the Pop Rocks Radio playlist on my website, jamierocks.us and ROXX. For those who know, not ROCK. Somebody emailed me the other day about that. No, weirdo artist. But yeah, we have our Spotify playlist right there on the homepage. And we have our guests, our music guests that are on the show on it. And Billy Ray's will be on there here directly as soon as the show ends. So we will be back tomorrow afternoon, actually. We have a writer and director of a new, this is one of those, it's a new movie. It's coming out, and it's called Prelix. And it's one of those, if you like trippy movies, kind of trippy sci-fi movies, this is one of what they call in the business a mind bender movie. You know, real weird and strange and interesting and whatnot, artsy fartsy. So, we'll have the writer and director on of that tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock here on the East Coast. Of course, that's 1 o'clock out on the West. Very, very good, Billy Ray. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Can't wait till the next time. Folks,
right,
this
man.
Episode
we'll
will be... I'm telling you. Absolutely. I had so much fun tonight. Went by quick. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms, including the big one, Apple Podcast. We're on there. We're on about 250 of them. If you are listening to the show on one of these platforms like Apple Podcast in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page, and that's where we like to be, baby. The view is always better from the top. metaphorically and physically too. Anyway, it's good. That helps out with our advertising and placement and whatnot as well. It's a big thing. So we appreciate that. And again, another one in the can here, folks. Another one in the can. Episode 1,000. How about that? Finally, I would like to give a big shout out to everybody who said, who ever thought that, this wouldn't work out or whatnot. Well, here it is, episode 1,000. That's all I'm saying. so I'm tipping my coffee cup up to you in a warm and hearty, I told you so. there you go. I'm kidding. I'm not being that arrogant. No, it's a good thing. I'm proud of what we did, man. 1,000 episodes. I can't wait. As I said, we'll have a big party. We'll be on video. How about that? I'll do my hair up and it'll be great. We'll be on video for, let's shoot for, I'm thinking 1,500. Hopefully all the coronavirus dies down by then and we can actually have a big party. That would be great. If it's sooner than later, well, we'll have one at maybe episode 1,100. How about that? ladies and gentlemen, I'd be ecstatic if it was episode 1,005. I don't think that's going to happen, though, but one can dream. One can dream. Okay, we will see you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for listening. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.